They captured and occupied the strategic port of Mocimbo da Praia. They also sank a boat using RPG, a boat from Mozambican tuna company. It's called Ematun. They also in control of the military barracks of the local navy. And the village is almost abandoned. The government issued this morning an official statement. About 59 rebels have been killed during the confrontations, but they did not issue any official statement about the casualties on the government side. But local people say that about 200 soldiers from Mozambican sides have been killed.
These are very large numbers, very large allegations of casualty numbers, especially suffered by the Mozambican army. How could that have happened?
They're using heavy bellic arsenal, heavy. And they're being supplied. They have a route of supplies, and the Mozambican side just got empty-handed. They were not properly equipped.
And why is that? Is there any indication as to why they weren't properly equipped?
It looks that there were some choppers which were supposed to supply the army from Mozambique, but the choppers had to go to the city of Pemba to refill and then go back to the place where the confrontations are taking place. So it took so long and there was not much left.
Now, have the insurgents, the rebels, have they made any statements about casualties or about this fighting that took place?
They only issued some pictures of dead Mozambican soldiers in the field and a bunch of captured weapons.
And this isn't the first time that the rebels have tried to capture this town of Mocimbo da Praia. Is that correct?
Prior to this last attack, on the 23rd of March this year, They actually got in control of the town, but later they abandoned the town a few days later. But now they are in control of the whole village. They are in control of the barracks of the local navy, and they are in control of the port. That's the difference.
And can you explain why is this town so important?
Mocimbo da Praia is important for hosting the deep water port that is located less than 80 kilometers from Afungi Peninsula in the district of Palma, where a project to implement a natural gas liquefaction plant is underway. In other words, it is a strategic district in the province that is currently the crown jewel in Mozambique. In terms of logistics for gas projects, estimated at over $30 billion. That's why Mocimbo da Praia is so important.